Okay, so do you ever have doubts? Doubts about Jesus? Doubts about your relationship with Him? Doubts about what will happen after you die? Solomon did, and he was honest enough to record these doubts in his reflective journal we call the Book of Ecclesiastes. He also recorded what he did to distract himself from his doubts. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 21, 22. Thanks for joining us as we continue our study through the book of Ecclesiastes. Solomon says, "Who knows whether the spirit of a man goes upward and the spirit of the beast goes down to the earth? So I saw that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his work, and that is his lot. Who can bring him to see what will be after him?" As Solomon reflected on his life under the sun, he saw a place where injustice lives. Oppressors oppress the oppressed. People die young. Evil people traffic kids. All the evils in this world can be overwhelming to consider. And because it seems so confusing and so out of control, we start to wonder if God's really in control at all. Is His word really true? And ultimately, what will happen when we die? Well, Solomon ponders the question, who knows whether the spirit of a man goes upward? Solomon's initial answer to the question was that no one can know for sure. And since you can't know for sure, the best thing to do is to find a distraction to take your mind off your doubt. Take up a consuming hobby. Put an unhealthy focus on your children or grandchildren. Well, Solomon cited that a good doubt distraction would be immersing himself into work. Some people do that too, don't they? Since no one will know what will come after him, just focus on the present. Build a few buildings, and Solomon did that. That was his thinking at this point of his reflection. But remember, you always need to read Ecclesiastes backwards. Solomon finally concluded that all that matters in life and eternity is a relationship with the living God. And when we focus on God, that helps us regain an eternal perspective. And when we have an eternal perspective, the doubts go away. He concludes that the dust returns to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Ecclesiastes 12:7. Our doubts are alleviated when we focus on Jesus. Through His work on the cross, He gives us life now and forever. Everyone who believes in Jesus rise again to a better life. Jesus abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Paul says that in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10. In Jesus and in Jesus alone, we have the assurance of eternity. Father, I still have doubts sometimes. When my doubts come, remind me of Jesus. When doubts come, remind me of the cross. When doubts come, remind me of Jesus' death. When doubts come, remind me of Jesus' resurrection. When doubts come, remind me that just as Jesus was raised to life, so shall I be raised to life. And when doubts come, fill me with your presence and your courage, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.